Chapter 5, Our Purpose, Meeting the Truth. We have these physical bodies with five senses so that we may feel and uncover the truth. Through the body, we can discover the truth. Don't be misled by this physical life. Our physical selves are stupid and foolish. Don't take the events from the physical life to be something so serious and significant. The physical life is just the physical life. Don't be stuck in your physical body. Let your heart be free from your physical body. In this material world, you use your five senses: touch, sight, hear, taste, smell. But once you can break through this way of perceiving the world, once you can break through this barrier, you can come to know consciousness. We have these physical bodies in order to experience our dark hearts. We have these physical bodies to understand our suffering and the vast emotions of the human experiences, so that we can break through these experiences to understand that this is not what our existence, our life, is about. Always put this physical life into perspective. Realize all the darkness, the hate, evil, greed within oneself can all change to love. In everyone's life, there is much suffering and many trials and tribulations to go through. However, the reason why we have experience is to find our true consciousness and to remember to use our heart to find these vibrations of warmth. This is why we are on the earth. Human beings have forgotten for so long that we are one consciousness. You believe that you live in your own physical body. That is not the only truth. We are also one consciousness living together. Each physical body is connected through consciousness, and we share this experience of physical life. Each physical body is connected through consciousness, and we share this experience of physical life. However, in the world of consciousness, there is nothing disconnecting us. We are all one. We are all connected. You are in the United States, and I, the physical Tomokichi Taike, am in Japan. But now we are all one, communicating through the energy, through the flow of vibrations of energy. Can you feel this warmth? We are not separate. We are all connected because we are all consciousness. We are all one. There is no need for us to segregate ourselves and hate one another. Don't you remember? You and I, we are all one. This is the warmth that we all are. Can you feel this energy and warmth that we all are? Everything in the universe, on earth, here, have one thing we all have in common, is that we are all vibrations of warmth. We are consciousness, and we are all one. We are all striving to find the true meaning of our existence. We are all striving to feel the warmth that exists within our hearts, and to return to the belief that we are these vibrations of this warmth that permeate everything. We have come to the earth so that we may meet the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike and meet the consciousness of Albert Rockefeller. This is why we are here on this earth. We have all come to meet Tomokichi Taike, Albert, in our hearts. The physical Tomokichi Taike was born in Japan to remind us of the joy and the truth existing throughout the universe. Why me, you ask? I, the physical Tomokichi Taike, who is reminding you of the truth, you ask? That is because the darkest parts of your heart have asked me to be born so that you may encounter the truth in your heart. I am no different from you. I have a different physical body, but I am the same as you. Do you think it's so odd that your true heart has asked for a clue? Something for you to remember what the truth is? It isn't so strange. I have no physical past life. This is my first time on this earth. But that doesn't mean I don't have struggles and problems and dark energy just like everyone else. I do. But also, I remember my warmth. And I remind you to do the same. I know you can all do that within your heart. You can find the warmth in your own hearts. Presently on Earth, why do we have this physical body? We are not on this Earth for the purpose of war. We did not come to this Earth for war. We did not come to this Earth to create suffering. We did not come to this Earth to create war and suffering for people. Why do these consciousnesses have physical bodies? The answer is very simple. We came to this earth and have these physical bodies so that we may understand the truth of our existence and discover this truth in our hearts. That is why we are on this earth. We came to this earth so that we may find the truth of our existence. Our hearts truly desire to return to the warmth of Mother. And that is what our true heart desires. We are all striving to return to this warmth. There is a pillow of warmth that surrounds you, and your true heart wants to return to the warmth because your heart is the warmth. And this is the true way. This is the only way. Heart is the only truth that exists. Consciousness is the only truth that exists. I know sometimes that it is difficult for you to believe. This is the only path. Please don't doubt yourself and the truth. It exists in all of our hearts. Remembering this infinite joy in your heart should be your greatest endeavor in this lifetime. I cannot stress how important it is. Don't get wrapped up in this material life that is just a game. Don't get wrapped up in the successes and failures of this life. I want you to remember your heart that is warmth, that is vibrations and energy. When you look to the sky, ocean, and nature, do you feel the particles of energy of warmth ever expansive? That is what you are. These messages are here to continually remind you that you are warmth and energy. I want you to feel with your heart, not think with your brain. Open up your chest and breathe. I want your heart to lead you. I want your heart to lead you to joy and the truth. It is a simple message. You are the only one who is truly waiting for yourself to return to the warmth. It is your own heart crying out in pain, asking you to return to yourself. I am here to tell you of the warmth, but the job is on you to reflect on Mother and find the warmth yourself. Please ask yourself in your heart, what is your true purpose? Your true purpose is to return to the warmth. The vibrations of warmth comprise everyone and everything's essential nature. For example, the earth, universe, yourself. Now the time has come upon us to find the truth in our hearts. Have you ever questioned what this physical life was for? Have you ever had doubts? Have you ever questioned the authenticity of your joy? Have you ever thought there must be a way to feel a deeper joy? I tell you now that there is a deeper happiness and joy. And I invite everyone to find this joy within them. We are all vibrations of warmth, waiting to return to our true consciousness. That is what we are. Our core is consciousness. Consciousness is not material or corporeal, thus, we are not merely physical bodies. We are consciousness that is waves, vibrations of energy, warmth. If you look at this three-dimensional world with our senses, you will comprehend the world with this physical body. You will see, hear, taste, etc. However, what I want you to do is open the ears of your heart and feel the waves that exist all around you. All the waves exist around us. Your consciousness, their consciousness, all is one. Consciousness in nature, for instance, the oceans, clouds, and sky. I have been waiting so long to be able to communicate these messages to those in the English-speaking world. I am so happy that I am able to do so. I feel joy being able to talk. I feel joy to have my words on paper to communicate to you the true world of heart, of warmth, of energy. I speak to you now through your fingertips and body. Can you feel a racing warmth, racing particles of warmth reaching to your fingertips, through your toes, head, throughout your heart? That is the true world. Through these messages, I hope I can convey the truth. These are not just words on paper. In these words is embedded the energy of warmth. All words are not alike. The words contained within this book are spreading warmth throughout the universe. And even as you read and do not believe, I am still communicating to you the warmth that you truly are, and I am inviting your true self to remember the warmth that you truly are. I am so happy. It is an honor to be able to communicate to you your true purpose, to return to your heart of warmth. After meditating and aligning my heart with my warmth, this is the message I channeled. Consciousness of our core warmth, consciousness of Tomokichi Taike. This warmth, this energy that permeates everything from the past to the present to the future. We are all energy and are all one. This is what you truly are. The only thing I want you to take away from this book is that you are joy. I hope you can feel the joy that is being communicated through this book, and I hope your heart may feel the joy. That is the only hope I have, the only wish. It allows you to feel a little joy and the warmth that you are. That is the book's only purpose. Once you feel the joy in your heart, that will be the seed of change, and that is enough. I just want you to feel the expansiveness in your heart that we all are. We are all joy, energy, the same. We are not race, not black, not white. Once you make a few realizations on your own, you will see that your heart, our heart, is a part of every living thing and every non-living thing. Our only purpose is to remember this true joy and expansive joy in our heart. Yes, New York City is waiting for us in 250 years. It is waiting for everybody. New York City exists right now in our hearts, and right now we are on the path. We are on the joyful path to the future. We are paving the way. Everyone in space will see the truth in their heart. From now, it is very easy for darkness to change to light because the light is becoming so great. The warmth is becoming so large. Please, everybody, feel the warmth in your heart. Feel the warmth in your heart. It radiates through everything and everybody. Please, everyone, please pick up on this energy. Please feel it. Please tap into it. Close your eyes, turn off your ears, and listen with your heart. Listen and feel with your heart. Believe that you are consciousness and something much greater than this physical body. Please let go of your physical body, and please know that the future exists. The future in 250 years exists, and it is waiting. We are all ready to explode with happiness and joy in our heart. We are trying so desperately to realize that we are consciousness in our heart and that this is all we have ever been. But you can communicate with me because we are all one consciousness. Consciousness is all one. I exist within you and you exist within me. Do you feel these waves of warmth that we are sending you? I want you to get up and be excited about being able to find a way to feel this world of consciousness. I am so happy that many are taking the steps to study this path, expanding your warmth to feel the true world of consciousness. I am so happy we have started on this journey to return to the warmth in our hearts. I am so happy and excited and pleased beyond words that you will be able to feel this world with me. I am so happy. I cannot tell you how happy I am that we are able to walk on this path together. I have been waiting for you to join me here in this world of warmth. I tell you, I am always waiting here, and now I am so excited that you will be able to feel this world of warmth with me. Consciousness of Jenny Lai. This world of warmth is indeed spectacular. It is so wide, warm, and bright. It is so accepting, embracing. I am truly so lucky to be feeling this world of consciousness right now. I am so lucky and fortunate to be able to feel this world right now. I want to share my experience with you so that you too will be able to experience this world with me. It is peaceful, bright, large, and warm, and I want everyone to be a part of this world together. I want to study and learn together to return to the warmth. Can you feel the love and warmth here? It is so beautiful and warm. Once you feel this world of consciousness and see this world, the depth will take your breath away and you won't have words adequate enough to explain this world, except that it is purely incredible. I am so lucky to be able to feel this world. I am so lucky to have this body, to have met the physical Tomokichi Taike in this life, to learn about this study so that we can return to this warmth and be on this journey to return to the warmth in our hearts. As you rediscover the truth in your heart, your vibrations of joy will broaden, expand, and intensify over time. Once you realize your true consciousness is joy, that you are the embracer as well as the one embraced, you begin to grasp the idea that this is your true self. Then, you will be forever altered. Your core, your heart will be so affected by the truth that you can never lose sight of the vibrations of warmth, joy, and peace. I want you to achieve this point. I want you to gain this knowledge about yourself. And I want you to feel within your heart this joy that permeates everything. The brilliance of the warmth will touch your soul, and I want everyone to share in the joy. I want your true consciousness to be touched as you read these messages. There is a greatness of love. In the universe, there is the greatness of love. Can you feel the infinite movement of the particles in the universe? It is so warm and bright. There is a lot of knowledge you have in your brain, but like I say, this study is about experiencing the truth for yourself. It is only through the daily repetitive actions of reflection and meditation that you can genuinely feel your heart. It may take time, but eventually, little by little, you will get there. Once you discover this joy in your heart, you will undergo the beginning of a Copernican change. You can never return to thinking about the world solely with your five senses. The world of consciousness and warmth is something so real, but we only get glimpses of it in our physical lives. Most times, we don't focus on it. However, when you realize how to focus on it, a world much richer than you could ever have imagined exists. Mankind has used their spoiled brains to understand their life. But this study cannot be understood through the brain. It must be felt through the heart. These vibrations I speak of, no matter how much you think about it and wind your brain up, if you read this book and try to see the logical assumptions, then you will never understand. If you look for the loopholes, you won't understand. What I want you to get from this book are the waves of warmth, vibrations of energy that you are. Man's essential nature is consciousness, and it spreads infinitely through space and time. And this is what I want to communicate to you. This isn't the only life you have lived. You have lived many lives over and again, reborn again. Are you your physical body? No, you are not. Your true nature is a heart of warmth, and you are energy. That is what you are. This physical body is a suit you wear, but it does not exist eternally. Consciousness is what is eternal, and it spreads from the past and into the future continually. It never ends. So how is it that we have moved away from the heart of warmth? It is man's stubborn belief in his physical body that has moved us away from the truth. Your heart is always waiting for you in your heart of warmth. These vibrations are ever expanding in your heart. Can you feel the ever expanding vibrations of warmth? Now is the time not to concentrate with your brain, but to understand with your heart. I know in the beginning this may be a difficult concept for you to understand. Humankind is always using their brain to understand things. Now I am asking you to use your heart to feel, to use your heart to feel the waves I am sending. The words are written. I ask you to interpret them with your heart. I am asking you to understand these words with your heart. It is a game to understand things with your brain. Logic is just a game, a creation of the human mind. I am asking you to feel with your heart and interpret your life with your heart.